Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. An investigation is reportedly underway into tracking devices allegedly being placed on the vehicles of two of Missouri's top government officials. KMOV-TV in St. Louis reports a private investigator hired by a Farmington company says he put the trackers on the vehicles of Missouri Chief Operating Officer Drew Erdman and Office of Administration Commissioner Sarah Steelman. The governor's office reported the behavior to law enforcement. Missouri reports today more than 3,900 new COVID-19 cases, topping over 200,500 positive cases since March. An additional 25 people have died as a result of the virus. Another 1,834 people are in a Missouri hospital being treated for COVID-19. We'll learn more details about Missouri's vaccine plan next week. Missouri Net's Brian Houseworth reports.
Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Director Dr. Randall Williams testifies Tuesday morning before the House Special Committee on Disease Control and Prevention. Committee Chairman Dr. Jonathan Patterson says he wants to hear details on how the vaccine plan will be implemented statewide. Dr. Patterson also tells Missouri Net the state of the Midwest are experiencing some of the highest case volumes we've seen since the pandemic started. There have been more than 18,000 COVID cases in Missouri in the past 7 days.
Governor Parson continues to urge residents to wear a mask to protect against COVID, but he says you must take other actions.
That mask is very important, but if you're not doing the remainder of those things with social distancing, staying away from large gatherings, making sure you're not with somebody for 15 minutes, all of those things is really how we're going to get around the curve.
The governor says Missouri has received 565,000 rapid antigen tests so far. President Trump's campaign continues to push back on the vote counting process in the general election. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt tells KMBC in Kansas City every vote that was legally cast needs to be counted, and votes that were not legally cast should not be counted.
If somebody shows up in our state at 8 o'clock on election day and says, I want to vote, still election day, even though the polls close at 7, they don't get to vote.
Blunt, a top Republican in his chamber, goes on to say candidates have the right to use all of the tools available to them to ensure the votes are accurately counted. The USDA says an 8,000-square-foot state-of-the-art medical clinic will soon be built in southwest Missouri's Willard.
The USDA Rural Development Office, along with the Trump administration, announced it is investing $3 million to buy land and build a Citizens Memorial Hospital Physicians Clinic in Willard. The money is a loan from the government. The agency says its multi-million-dollar investment will expand health care options for thousands of people in the area.
That's Missouri Net's Bill Wise reporting. This is Missouri Net.